The Nation's Father. Ancient China has a history dated from as far back as 2,000 years before the birth of Christ. Thus, China is one of the few existing nations with an actual recorded history that spans approximately 4,000 years. Ancient dynastic China came to its final end with the overthrow of disintegrating Qing dynasty. The last emperor, Pu Yi, died in 1967, an ordinary Peking citizen, far removed from the grandeur of his previous life in the Forbidden City Palace. Dr. Sun Yat-sen was a medical doctor, a Cantonese southerner, and a man with much love and patriotic fervor for his nation and all Chinese people. His own dream, which was also the longing of many Chinese, was fulfilled when in 1911 he led the revolution that would bring the decaying final dynasty of China to an end. Dr. Sun became the first president of modern China. He died in 1925, but Dr. Sun is still today affectionately regarded as the father of modern China. This well-known and highly respected figure in both the Eastern and Western world is the man who envisaged China as a responsible, active participant in the world community, contributing to the mutual benefit of all nations through the rich resourcefulness of the industrious, thrifty, enterprising Chinese people. No man in China's modern history is so revered by the nation as a whole. What was it that gave this single individual such honorable drive, purpose, passion, and sacrifice for country and fellow Chinese? Sun Yat-sen was a baptized believer in Jesus Christ. His belief in and reverence for Jesus Christ is a well-attested fact. He attended a Christian missionary school where he heard and believed the gospel. And it was this, his personal belief and devotion to God, that would qualify and mark him out to become modern China's national father and leader. Here was a man who had the courage of personal conviction, and through belief in the one true God, the creator of heaven and earth, his life influenced forever the course of China's history. What a nation believes determines the nation's destiny in all things. A nation is made up of individuals, and therefore what you believe, dear friend, is important, for it decides the eternal destiny of your own soul, and your belief will greatly affect the lives and destiny of many others. It is always true that in every nation, what a man believes does automatically affect that man's ideals, practice, and ultimate destiny. Dr. Sun knew full well that the great question of China's national destiny lay in what the nation's individuals believed. The question of individual trust in God and the experience of personal peace and joy of sins forgiven is of vital importance for every person in every nation. This age of God's grace, favor, and mercy to man is that of a great amnesty to rebels. Forgiveness of sins is declared to all who will come as acknowledge sinful, bankrupt, debtors to God. The gospel good news is that you may be reconciled to God in this day of God's favor before God begins his awesome judgments upon the earth. Be ye reconciled to God before it is too late. Remember God's word, "They shall call his name Jesus," that is, Savior, "for he shall save his people from their sins." China's millions need not only national salvation and liberation, but individual salvation from sin's awful dominion, corruption, and ultimate judgment before God. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and the Savior for all Chinese people also. Dr. Sun would surely rejoice exceedingly to see present-day China emphasizing religious freedom for the masses. How marvelous it is that hundreds of thousands throughout China are seeking the knowledge of the God of Dr. Sun Yat-sen today. Jesus Christ, God the Son, came to seek and save that which is lost. He came to give himself a ransom for all. He came the way, the truth, the life, to save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ rose from among the dead. All who trust in him are justified from all things. Sun Yat-sen died a revered, remembered, respected leader of modern China. How will you die? Remembered, respected, as a God-honoring Christian, or as an unbeliever who must meet God in their sins? Have you been saved from your sins? Saved from the control of sins and lusts? Is peace with God yours? This peace may be yours. Come to Jesus, for he said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Today is God's amnesty offer to you. Tomorrow will be too late. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Be ye reconciled to God before it is too late.